And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Bonfire. Quarantine tapes. Day who knows what.
The days have bled into nights, the nights into weeks.
The weeks into months. No, it hasn't been months.
Months into years.
It's actually been a week.
Yes, it's been a week. This is the Monday's episode, so we hope you guys got through the weekend all right. We don't know. Again, we're on a Terminator timeline. We're recording this in Fort Oakerson, multiple ones at a time, keeping a safe distance of 6 feet apart.
So hopefully the internet works still.
Yeah, we hope you're able to get these. But, you know, obviously due to the coronavirus, we had a week of kind of readjusting, seeing how we're going to do our shows.
Still not quite sure exactly
still
how.
Still not those, but I think we're finding a way through it, and so we're glad you guys are
hanging in with us.
Yeah, and listening to it.
Hopefully, we're making this time a little bit easier on you.
And something that was promised before society fell was we were going to talk about the rape of my truth, the rape of two Corys.
Yeah,
we never got
my truth,
to it.
Doc.
We wanted to do it, obviously, with a full staff of Black Lewitsky and Jacob, but they're quarantined in other places.
Yeah.
I was able to burrow into the Okerson Fort and
yeah. You know, the good news is if we do move this whole setup and system to doing it from our places respectively,
mm-hmm.
on whatever app, Zoom or whatever it is.
Sure.
I saw Bobby Kelly today had Shane and Calta.
Yeah, I'm doing it Friday.
You are?
Yeah, for the Comedy Cellar thing.
Just from your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Comedy Cellar thing? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I think Liz will probably reach out to you.
Oh, I just know it was like a...
It's like a thing Bobby's doing.
But he's Skyping.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's Bobby from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just like, you know what, dude.
Oh, it might be a you know what, dude. I don't know. He's doing a couple things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over on his Patreon page. He's got a couple things going on.
Yeah, but Bobby, I saw the three of them together. It looked good. It sounded great. So we can figure that out. The beauty is we could also have maybe some chime in from Jacob that no one's heard from, or
Jacob, and we got to talk to the Lou's.
Black Lou, DJ Lou. Yes, I'm saying we can get the whole crew. Like,
let's figure that out. We figured that out over the weekend. That's the great thing about Terminator.
It's already done.
You set it into existence.
Dunsky.
My Truth, The Rape of Two Corys, was streaming for free till March 19th. That's over. Maybe it's back and running.
Explosions.
Boom, it's gone. But maybe it's back. That was, I can say, I finished it last night. I watched the first half and then got distracted by, you know, everything that was going on. I watched the back half, and I'm going to say...
You watched the back nine?
I watched the back nine. I'm on Felddog's side.
How could you not be?
He turned me.
How could you not be? He's still a whacker. He still keeps... making it 100% about Corey Haim, and he's, I just, if he was going, I'm on a pursuit to expose the people who fucked over Corey Haim. Like, yeah, I had some shit happen to me, but it's not right. He keeps going, it's like the rape of two Corys, the way we were treated through this business. And you're like, is it about the way you were treated, or is it about getting fucked by adults when you were children? Because if that's the case, just say you're on a pursuit for Corey Haim. Stop saying it's for our justice.
Yeah, because when it is put through the lens of this was my best friend, he told me about this, I want justice for my best friend. It's like, that's a totally understandable fight. That's a total like thing where you're like, hey man, you love this guy. You know, you see Felddog's son who was like, Haim was always good to me, treated me like a second dad. So when he builds that up and it really does leave out the whole thing of the rape of two Corys.
There's still a thing, though, of like, how about this? How about make a documentary documenting you going publicly? Like, you, before you did this documentary and said the name finally, Charlie Sheen, which is the big, you know, everyone knows now, the big,
yeah,
the holy shit name that he says, fucked him during Lucas. Before you do that, you come on the Today Show twice to hype up that music.
Yeah.
Like, how is that not your one main goal? It feels like you got...
To play devil...
Feels like you got a little bit cornered into being like, well, no, I'm out here for this.
Well, to play devil's advocate or Felddog's advocate...
Yeah.
I think there is, because of how he was raised as a child star, I think all he knows is, like, being famous and having to do something to be famous.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm being famous. So he might be able to actually separate those two things. Where I think a normal person might be like, oh, the music's not working? Well, my friend got raped. And you're like, which is, I think, how we're taking it. Like, a lot of, from our perspective, is like, are you just saying this because the music stinks?
Well, do you think also, it's like, is he so good at being famous and he knows social media where he's like, I'm going to go make myself relevant again by being ridiculous so I can get this information?
He doesn't think he's, he doesn't think he's ridiculous. He doesn't think he's ridiculous.
The unfortunate thing about the Charlie Sheen reveal in general is I'm like, if this was 2.5 Men Charlie Sheen, it'd be a little different than the Charlie Sheen that's already fallen from grace.
There's the question. Why didn't he do this when he was 2.5? And why would you have a thing in your heart every day going, this motherfucker is flourishing, $1 million an episode deal, and he butt fucked my friend?
But was that when it was winding? Like, did he get wound up when, where he's like, they don't even know the worst of it?
No, because throughout the documentary, you can see that people would comment on the Charlie Sheen thing to Corey Haim. There's several people in the documentary that are like, you know, the one guy that died of alcoholism was like, yeah, I kind of said some fucked up shit one time when they were trying to get me clean. You know, I was like, this is what Uncle Charlie used to do to you. And he's like, fuck you, man. I think like people used to bring it up. Yeah. And then like Haim was abused by several people. So the the roommate that, you know, fell dog, that was the weirdest part of the documentary for me. Was kind of the dancing around the fat kid from Friday or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th 5, right?
Yeah. No,
5 is Manhattan. Who knows?
3. I think it was 3, actually. Might have been 5. He was the fat kid. You felt bad for him in the movie. He was like a fat, like I think he was like retarded.
He was also a mean kid in something in the 80s. He was a fat, mean kid.
Yeah. But he, go ahead.
There's also like in dealing with abuse in general, and just thinking about this relationship of Haim being 13 and Charlie being 19. When you're 13, when you're 14, 15, 16, maybe even 20, 25.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, I think that's going to be a problem for the audio.
Yeah.
Fucking buzz.
You know what else be a problem? Can I have Afrin also? While you're doodly doodling around? I'll kill time. Hello, my baby. Hello, my ragtime gal. Oh, Dan's walking over somewhere now, too. What do you say? How do you do?
What's happening is all right.
So, in a... Oh, wait, you're going to Afrin.
Well, I would, Afrin, if you actually opened it. Oh.
Ooh, burn. Sick burn.
Sick burn.
You mean bitch.
Yeah, I really got that one in.
But back to you. Ooh, there it is. But back to what you were saying, Christine, about the actual abuse, like...
So you can think of that, and I know just from personal experience that, like...
What?
Guys that
you got
were,
fucked by Charlie Sheen?
No, but guys that I were that were 26 when I was 16, I considered consensual.
Yeah.
And I considered that consensual for a long time. And it wasn't really until I started talking about some of that with Jay, because it was, you know, things that I hadn't talked to a lot of people about.
Can you hear that?
No. I don't.
You can't hear that in the mic?
She says no.
Maybe slightly.
Can I see? Because that might be a big fucking problem. I know Lou would shit.
All right. Stop now.
Hold on. So it's not going on right now?
No, you're wrong.
It's not happening right now.
Yes.
Of course, so let's just keep talking.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'll leave this in the episode. Do you think I give a fuck?
No, leave this right in the episode. This is figuring it out at home, dude.
People are
quarantined. Now it's happening.
I don't think it's bad enough.
I think we'll talk over it, dude. Now it's not happening at all.
But hasn't it been going on the whole time?
Yes.
So Lou said that the audio was... good.
He was? All right. Yeah. Well, let's keep going. And you know what? If there's some tinny blading in the back, fucking sorry.
Well, Christine, also lower the thing all the way.
Could you say that they raped the episode? I mean, seriously. Just because we're sick and in quarantine doesn't mean... Well, we're not sick.
Are we sick?
I don't know. Sick with it.
Are we, though? Are we, though?
I don't know, man. That's the thing that's we're worried about. Back to the rape of two Corys. You were saying consensual sex, 26 and 16.
I don't, it's like, Haim, sometimes you don't really realize you're being abused while you're being abused. You think you're an active participant in it. Mm-hmm. You're thinking from the perspective of a child. So, you know, with Corey Haim's death, when he was so young, before he had maybe come to terms with a lot of what happened to him, and then Corey Feldman having a kid getting older, you could see where maybe just in age and in having a son, that really just triggered something in Corey Feldman where he was like, no, we were fucking, that's we what were they raped, said. We were fucked, we were, this was crazy, you know. Cause
mouth
you,
stuff,
you feel
under
so
the
much,
pants stuff, over the pants stuff.
Feet stuff.
Foot shit.
But Hane could have felt like he was in some sort of relationship.
That the doctor,
during the time,
the doctor that Hame ha- that Feldog has in the documentary, the woman that's a sexual abuse that he met on Dr. Oz when he was talking about it, she's like the real version of the therapist from Marriage Boot Camp.
Oh yeah,
she was like the actual, like the girl from Marriage Boot Camp was like the porn version of that lady, because that lady was like all the information she had when she was like, a lot of sexual abuse victims, it takes men, it's in their 40s, it's when they have kids at the same age. Mm-hmm. It's usually the average median is like 52. And they're like, yeah, that's, it takes them that long to realize that. The documentary made me see Corey Feldman in a different light, where you're kind of like, you're crazy and you do a bunch of narcissistic shit.
Yeah.
But you have like, he
you're
really in his head, yo, absolutely a victim.
Yeah.
Absolutely a victim. But also in, it's like, oh man, you have like, you have a thing, you're actually like, you have a quest. Like he had a quest to be like, I'm gonna help Corey Haim. The problem with Feldog is,
why does that quest just seem to just start really with any kind of oomph 3 years ago?
Because I really think it took Charlie Sheen falling from grace.
Yeah.
My
maybe
theory
he thought
is,
he wouldn't be like, he may have had a thing where he's like, nobody will believe me. And then after that, going like, well, maybe now people will believe me because this guy's obviously like a fucking addict piece of shit.
Yeah. He did that crazy shit. Why didn't he do it when he came out with the tiger blood nonsense?
Maybe.
I think it took that happening for Corey to even think that anybody would believe him.
Yo, I bet if he would have reached out to Chuck Lorre, remember when they were going through that shit? When, like, Charlie Sheen hated Chuck Lorre?
Is that the other guy on Two and a Half Men?
No, that was the guy who, like, executive
produced made it all.
He, like, made it all. And, like, Charlie Sheen's like, hey, he's paying me, whatever. I'm the king of swing. I'm the king of sting, baby.
I'm the king of sting, baby.
He,
Charlie Sheen. My Beetlejuice is my Charlie Sheen.
Which is also slightly our Feldog. What a weird.
My Feldog?
Well,
my Justin
all the
Silver?
Same, like, smoker vocal. It's like male vocal fry.
Yeah. But I bet if you would have given that to, like, Chuck Lorre and been like, hey, I want to get Sheen.
Yeah.
He's like, you aren't talking to Charlie Sheen. And you're like, nah, who is Charlie
Sheen?
But it would have, if you would have, I wonder if that would have started something with, like, Chuck Lorre. Chuck Lorre's like, good, let's take this motherfucker down.
Yes, there was just opportunity. There's some element of opportunistic in this. Here's the thing. He's so wacky that I'll never be able to say he did this all right. That said, watching the documentary, I didn't have as many things in it. I'm just like, ugh, fucking Feldog, you shithead. It was actually an intake of information where you're like, damn, dude, that's fucking pretty nutty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was definitely had like more of like a shit, dude. That's
and
fucking
also the way he fought for victims' rights in certain states.
Yeah.
Like when he came to New York and went to, but then he was like, went down to Albany. Or he said it wrong. He was like,
Albany.
It was just like the way Feldog, because we've watched so many clips of him doing music and the crazy batshit interviews he's done that you still see it even. But what I was surprised with was how much I was like, all right, Feldog.
Well, I said to
get in the mix.
I said to Jay, when we were sitting down to watch it, or maybe even a little into it, I was like, wow, if Corey Feldman were legitimately like a healthy with it person,
mm-hmm.
if he was somebody that went through this abuse and came out the other side and was trying to help others, he'd be a really great spokesperson in doing something great, because pedophilia, all this shit, it is a problem. It's a problem in Hollywood. It's a problem in the world, and it's undiscussed and untalked about. But he's so fucked up still that you're like, oh, this crazy person's talking about this crazy shit.
Yeah, it's like if his house is on fire and a crazy guy in the street's like, house on fire, house on fire. And like, shut up, crazy Joe.
He just
fucking yells shit in the street. He's like, house is on fire. And you're like, all right, fucking stop yelling.
And meanwhile, it's like the house is burning down.
Yeah. Feldman's not wrong. And he's also, you know, he's done a lot of good for a lot of people. It was crazy.
I also say that I believe him.
Yeah.
And I believe that his abuse now.
I said that. I said on the show the day you weren't there, because I said, someone called in with a question about it. And I go, I was like, I'm not going to talk about the show other than to say when I watched it, I had a bit of a different reaction than I felt I would have to it, in that, like, almost across the board, like, I believe him.
I thought there was going to be a lot more eye rolling. I thought he was going to put out a self-glorifying documentary.
Yeah.
And then that started feeling realer when it wouldn't stream.
I mean, the guy's still a noodle.
I mean, dude, after you called him a Duracell person, dude, the way he's made up of like a shiny shirt.
Makeup is rough.
I'm like, dude, you're right. He does look like a Duracell person with all that makeup on.
I don't know who allowed that makeup. It's so ridiculous how it looks. And he doesn't look like that through the whole documentary. It's just that one
Pinocchio. There's one where he's outside and his hair's not done. And you're like, oh my God, that's serious fell dog.
Yeah. And I just don't know why
morning coffee fell dog.
When he gets on that fucking gold LeMay shirt.
So weird, dude.
And puts on that makeup that you can see where it starts and stops
everywhere. Where he looks like the king of presents.
Yeah, dude, it's so bizarre. Goes,
unwrap everything you want. I'm the king of presents.
I am the king of presents.
Yeah, he goes, I can give all your dreams to you. He is.
I'm the king of gifts.
Gifts and bags and boxes and gifts and bags and boxes. And he won me over. He won me over in the documentary. But I really thought I was going to be rolling my eyes a lot. And then, like I said, when it wasn't streaming and he reacted to the news of like, oh no, there's someone. It's like, it was like they're doing a, you know, when they do like dinner theater or someone's like, oh no, look up there. It's like a Superman thing for like little kids' birthday parties.
Yeah.
That's how he reacted to the hacking where he goes, oh no, someone's hacked it.
Who can help us? Here's the thing also. I think we should probably qualify each and everything. I go, I believe him. I believe him on like these people doing stuff to Corey Haim and him, I guess. I believe what happened to them and all that stuff. Like there are certain things. I don't think there is a group of people like hard pressed to stop him. I don't because Charlie Sheen was able to wait. First of all, I mean, coronavirus hit, I guess, right after, bad timing. Yeah. But Charlie Sheen's response was very just like, he's like, that's crazy. Like he just moved on. He was like, "Nah, it's ridiculous."
Man, when they start showing the
emails, but I believe it.
When they start showing the emails between Haim's mom and Feldog, you're like, "Oh yeah, this woman would want that covered up."
Yeah, she's like, "Please
stop.
Just let his movies exist and not nonstop stories about his butthole getting torched."
Which I get, but then I also get Feldog's perspective of like,
"Why don't you want your son's like
don't you want justice?
Abusers to be yeah, like your son basically like, killed himself."
But then the point's brought up where it's like, "Yeah, if you were a parent and you allowed this to happen knowing it was happening."
Yeah.
You'd look terrible.
Yeah.
You'd look fucking terrible.
Indeed.
Well, that was in Leaving Neverland, it was really interesting. They interviewed a lot of parents and you could see the like guilt in their eyes, and you—I mean, two of the dads killed themselves, and then the parents that they did talk to, there and them explaining like how they were tricked by this predator.
Yeah, there's a book out about—I think it's about Dylan Klebold's mom,
your brother.
Whoa!
That's what you look like,
posse mate.
Is that who you look like?
No. I look like Eric. No, I do look like Dylan
Klebold. Yeah, I
look like right in that school picture of yours. We did them back to back. It's ridiculous.
Colorado school shooter pose.
Hey.
Hey guys, I'll make all my enemies pay.
Klebold here.
Hey guys, but she did a book. Well, first off, everyone should read the Columbine book by Dave Cullum. It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's like it's a hard, hard, hard thing to read because he's so. I think he worked for the Rocky Mountain News. Where he worked for the Denver Post, he worked for one of the two, but he went in on this book about Columbine and did like everything. He interviewed the FBI psychologist that was like involved with the case.
There's no like conspiracy to it. It's just like he just went in deep on like everything about it.
Everything about it. I mean, every fucking detail that you need to know about Columbine, their original plans, what was in the journals, what they want.
Did they spell your name right?
What's that?
Did they spell your name right?
No, they left me out completely. And the fact that I'm omitted, it's like
Dan Soder used to call me. You just call me Dickface?
No, but his Dylan Klebold's mom wrote a book about how she feels knowing her son fucking killed, you know, 13 people. And
talks to the mom.
What's that?
Talks to the mom?
No, it's her book. It's her book.
Oh, it's her book?
Yeah, she wrote a book.
Oh, I thought it was
talking about two different books. There's somebody that did an intensive
I'm talking about Dave
Columbine.
Everyone should read Dave Columbine's Columbine because it's a very interesting look at the entire situation. That being said, there's another book by Dylan Klebold's mom about what it's like to be the mom.
How did I not hear that book ever?
It's fucking crazy. My mom read it and was like, you should read it because I told her to read it.
You should read it as a go-to guide like to how she slipped through the cracks.
How to dewire me? Yeah, she goes, what am I going to deal with blowback-wise? What do you mean? You know, just when you decide to go off. What do you mean go off?
I mean, when you really just haul off and go nuts.
Is it weird? You're an only child. I think only children are doing better with the quarantine than everyone else.
I think so. I said, I'm like, I've had oddly less alone time than normal.
Yes. That's what I was thinking.
Usually Jay's on the road for 3 days. I'm like, I will isolate.
I'm at the girlfriend. So I'm just at her house with her. And it's like, you're absolutely right. I think only children are built for quarantines.
Yeah.
Because we're just like, what's up? You want to leave us by yourself?
And I'm like, I'll reorganize every drawer.
Yeah.
I literally, when they go, don't ever leave your house, but like, you can go get groceries and order food. I'm
let's fucking go.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. I got PS4.
Like, I guess.
You got to get into Rocket League.
I haven't even touched PS4 since this thing started.
Can you do me a favor and make sure Jay starts playing Rocket League?
Yeah, you can get into Rocket League when I'm organizing or something. But we have kept oddly busy over the last week. We've been doing 2 bonfires a day. Jay's still done Skanks and SDR. We've been trying to do, over the weekend, we were doing hangs. So it's nice to know that, it's already been a week.
We're deciding which podcast to do, which TV show. We're trying to get the equipment for you, Ari, and I. Stuck in the City isn't going to happen because Ian Fidance does it.
I'll tell you that we started last night. That might not be a bad one.
Which is what?
Supernatural.
Supernatural.
You ever watched an episode of Supernatural?
No.
I just texted this to Ari. It seems like it's a show. It's about two handsome brothers.
Yeah.
At least right now, out of the gates, searching for their father, who's Negan, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who's awesome.
All right.
But he's not really in it. So far, the first 2 episodes we watched, and it's Christine. What do you think of it? It's two handsome brothers who apparently you're supposed to understand have had a lifetime of demon and spirit and ghost hunting.
All right,
but it's not just ghost; it's evil, just basically evil hunting.
But I feel like that's a fun show. I want to do something that we can make fun of.
No, it's fun, but it's very make funnable, dude. They're so handsome, and they keep showing you how handsome they are.
Yeah,
right.
You guys, can you bring up the trailer? The City.
Huh?
I wish you guys were doing Sex in the City.
Supernatural, dude. Here's the other thing. 15 seasons that's run.
That's too much.
Without anybody knowing. No, it is. But here's also, can I tell you something? That is too much. They will never get through all that. However, I saw a little web post yesterday, or website yesterday, that says the 75 must-watch episodes of Supernatural. We could go through that.
Let me bring up the trailer. Let me see this. Because honestly, I'm leaning hard towards 90210.
I'm not against it.
I've never done 90210. It was before my time.
The original? I'd say Let's Say No More then, because I don't remember much about it.
Me neither.
Christine's never seen it, and Christine will just get into it. I'll tell you what I also thought about doing, and I said it actually. I told Christine we should just do this on our own, which 21 Jump Street. I'd go through 21 Jump Street again.
Yes.
Fun.
Let's do 90210 first, and then if we're still stuck inside.
90210 ran a decent amount of time.
Yeah, and I do feel culturally like...
They went to college.
I'll do the college.
Like, it was a big... There's such a part of pop culture. I think I know the names of all the characters. Their beach house was in my hometown. That was a big thing.
Oh, here we go.
But I just don't know the story. Filmed at Torrance High.
And it all begins.
But I came in on like Dawson's Creek Generation, Saved by the Bell. Like, those were my shows.
But I'm down with that. I'm totally down.
Dawson's Creek.
I think what's that?
I love Dawson's Creek.
I won't watch Dawson's Creek.
We used to have conference calls on commercials. Like, me and my friends, we knew how to dial each other in so we could talk. Like, everybody would three-way someone else.
You guys are all stupid.
I think we should do
Were you guys all getting fucked by 26-year-olds when you were 16?
No, this was in 98.
Is that where that leads to?
Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. Is that what that leads to, though?
It does.
I told you that's a show where the Josh Jackson fucked his teacher. That was a storyline. He was like a 14-year-old and he had sex JJ. With his teacher for the whole first season.
I'm a big Josh Jackson guy. Fringe, everyone. Shout out Fringe.
Shout out Fringe taking it down. Joe DeRosa just texted me.
We say on the show what
they're plotting and planning.
We're plotting and planning. We don't know if it came to fruition, but Gal Gadot made that cringy Imagine video with all the celebrities in their mansions singing to people who are losing work and money. And so Jay and I were like, oh, it'd be really funny if we got all the Skanks people together to do Down with the Sickness. And then we'll edit it together as like us doing Down with the Sickness.
Actually, it was Dan's idea.
Yeah, it was my idea to do Down with the Sickness. And then we sent it out, and we got everyone going, and then Shane called me.
Me and Dan recorded, like, rudimentary versions of the first verse.
Yeah, a couple things. We did some silly things in it.
That we'll release in some way, if it's that funny, but, like...
And then... Shane called me, and Shane was like, "Let's just put out DeRose's."
We had a major, thread going.
Yeah, we had a major thread.
There's a Dropbox folder. Yeah. Things are being uploaded and sent.
We had an editor, and then Shane calls. He's like, "We should just do DeRose's," and I was like, "That is funny. That's really funny. I don't know if it's worth calling everything off."
No.
And then he
DeRose is a good organizer on this. So.
Yeah, and DeRose was organized everything, and then he called DeRose. And DeRosa called us and was like, "We should release Lewis's video."
He was just, "Let's do it." Well, Lewis was a little bit combative on doing it.
Yeah, Lewis was going to do Chrissy. I guess Chrissy Mayer's doing a video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
doing Kung Fu fighting.
Same kind of thing. And then Lewis doing for it, he goes, "All right, I'll tell her not to use the video for that, and I'll be a part of this one."
Yeah.
And so he came around on it.
He came around on it,
and then we told everybody to just record. So what DeRosa, Dan, and Shane thought up. They cooked up while I was smoking.
Oh, dude. DeRosa said it best. Shane is a rotten genius.
Yeah. And they said, "Let's just get people to record full versions. Whoever does it, like the funny one, let's just release those because they think they're being part of a funny thing. And now just like they're just jerk off sitting alone in their house." And DeRosa just texted. So I guess Josh Adam Myers was on it.
Yeah, Josh on did it. One immediately.
He was on it. And DeRosa just texted that, "For what it's worth, I just watched Josh's thing on the Dropbox and spit smoothie across my room."
I gotta watch these. I haven't watched the Gal Gadot thing.
It's so cringy.
Is it like a minute Instagram thing?
Yeah.
And it's just celebrities singing Imagine.
It's just them singing. Each one takes like a line.
Imagine are there
the people.
And you're like, "Shut up, guys. What are you singing against? A virus?"
Yeah, they're just...
Yeah, this isn't a fucking... We're not in war.
Yeah, people aren't killing... You fucking idiots.
Maybe coronavirus will see this.
Yeah. Corona, did you hear that Wonder Woman doesn't want you to be mean?
Maybe Corona will see this, and then we'll know. Like, stop
being mean.
Stop being mean to people.
Shane really is elite level bully. He's the Pokemon version of the highest form of bully. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's like only gotten stronger since joining with us, and now he's Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah.
He really is like a legit bully, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like he speaks in bully.
Yeah.
We'd be like, "You're fucking gay."
He's been the alpha dog of every crew he's ever been a part of.
He's the alpha. He's always the alpha.
He's been the alpha of every like friends group he's ever had. He's been the alpha dog for sure.
I'm the alpha dog. This reminds me of Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm the alpha dog. Yeah, dude, that was such a funny idea. I don't know how it came to fruition. We were recording this on a Thursday. You're hearing this on a Monday.
Your video is great.
Lewis might hate Shane. Lewis might hate us.
Yeah, where we stand right now, Lewis might hate us. But man, I hope Lewis went for it hard.
I think Josh definitely did. That's why
Josh did.
Oh, for sure.
That's why
Josh performs.
That's why DeRosa spit out his fucking milkshake. Oh, Josh just texted the thread.
What did he say?
Oh, he goes, "Soder, at 31 seconds into my video, my dog does a pre-bark."
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, dude. We can read the lyrics. What's funny is Shane was so silent until it became a bullying thing on the thread.
He didn't even want to do it that much.
I was trying to convince him. I'm like, "Dude, just pull over and do it real quick." He's like, "I don't know the song that well." I'm like, "It'll be funny." He's like, "Yeah, it'll be cool. I don't want to be a part of it. I just don't know the song." And he's driving to South Carolina.
He's giving to her. Did you see this? He said, "Don't pause the video if you mess up. Just keep rolling."
Yep.
See? I'm telling you. He's the top bully. Top bully boy.
That's great. He's really playing it cool.
No, but here's the whole thing. He wasn't involved with it.
I know.
Before it was a bully. So
now I know. Now it almost looks weird. Shane's going, like, guys.
Yeah. So he goes, "Take your shirt off."
The thing is, me and Dan both will defer the bully of it to Shane.
When it comes, it goes.
And yeah, then we go, "Well, then Shane called and said we should be mean to you guys." So I don't want anybody to be mean to me.
No, I get full. I get full funny credit and full bully credit to Shane. Shane gets full credit.
Yeah. He's leaving the Keys.
He left the Keys. He's driving up Florida to South Carolina.
What's in South Carolina?
I think he's gonna rent a big ass house for a couple weeks.
It's so funny. He asked me if we would be. He's like, "Would you be into going and getting a house down in that area, like a beach house?"
Yeah.
Not reusable. But I'm like, South Carolina. I'm like, I never think to go on a beach vacation to like South Carolina. Like,
maybe.
It's so hick.
Like, maybe I would. I don't know.
Yeah, but also at the same time, you're like, airports are going to be shut down.
We got a car. Road trip.
You have a car. Yeah, I wouldn't fly there.
Road trip down South Carolina, live on a beach for a week.
It's about what? 14 hours? Look at the drive time. South Cackalack. Maybe we're there already.
To Hilton Head. We might be going live from Hilton Head.
We might already be there, yo.
Let's, should we take our first break and come back and keep talking about Feld Dog?
Yeah. We'll take our first break, everybody. We're quarantined. What difference does it make?
12 hours, 17 minutes. We could do that in a day.
Yep. Let them know. Let them know we could be there in a day.
Be there one day.
That's right. We'll be right back, everybody. Quarantine tapes, bonfire.
And now back to the bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Now we're in a weird, we're in a different place with the video where we're wondering if we just put out the actual video.
Yeah, it's funny watching this unfold in real time after whatever happened happened. But we watched Josh Adam Myers and like it's funny, but like I think in our minds we're getting more of the feeling we're seeing somebody getting caught singing alone in their house. But if they're doing it for a thing that's funny. It's not really funny to expose their thing. I get it. I do get the funny thing of just having one person like, look at this idiot. Like, we did catch him doing it on his own.
Yeah.
But the explanation is just too simple. And then, like, if somebody gets salty, their saltiness is not going to be fun because it'll be like, I don't get it. We were doing like a joke thing.
Yeah.
Why are we? So the joke's just on me. Like, okay.
You should upload Jay's. Do you have Jay's video?
No. I'll send it to me.
I'll try the airdrops again. Let me go on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You think the Wi-Fi was the issue?
We should talk to the bull on the break.
Yeah, we had a phone conversation.
Yeah, you guys me all goosed up to bully, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, you guys might be going down to South Cackalacka, maybe, to see
the
bull.
It's very, very possible. Let's see. The old airdrop. I hate this because of my teeth.
You look great, though. And do the video of both of us doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm sending.
And then send the full one of you.
Well, I don't have the whole song.
No, but our verse. I feel like we should just actually do the video.
Yeah. I agree. I'm sending my thing. Did you get an airdrop?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the sound of the airdrop? Who could we hire to edit this?
A picture of my dick.
That'd be so, dude. What a better joke that would be is if you just had. Do you think we could send it to Corey or Lynn?
To edit it? Maybe. No.
We could text him. We have to pay him.
Okay, right. You really made a face. You're like
I don't know. They're still editing a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to know if there's like someone who's really good at editing where this would be nothing to them.
You want to give a little taste of mine?
I need to get it.
God, you're terrible at this.
You're so bad at this, Christine.
You're so bad at this. What's the point of even doing it if you're going to be bad at it? Imagine all the people. My fat face.
Dude, you look great.
Drowning deep in my sea of loathing, broken your servant, I kneel.
Will you give in to me?
It seems what's left of my human side is slowly changing.
It looks like I have a dark tooth next to my right front.
It doesn't. Your
because
teeth look-
this one's out and it's shadowing this one.
When suddenly it changes, violently it changes.
Wow, no.
There is no turning back now that you've woken up the demon.
And me!
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I feel like...
Just do the video now?
Yeah, are we doing a full fucking 360?
I think we're doing a 360. I think we go back to We Are the World and it. Christine, what'd you think of my teeth there?
Your teeth look great.
Your teeth look great.
Your teeth look great.
I don't know why you hate your teeth so much. I get that they're not perfectly straight teeth.
I think you have great teeth.
It's like, I don't know. I wish it didn't bother you as much as it did.
Jay, I think you have great teeth.
Shut up, Dad. Not you, Dad. Not you, dude. Shut up.
I think you have great teeth. I think your teeth are
great. Shut up.
Your teeth are great.
Shut up.
Kiss me.
Not you, Dan.
Kiss me.
Not you.
It's not your fault.
We figured it out. We're actually going to do the Disturbed video and see how that plays out.
I was going to do it.
While Shane's idea, brilliant on paper, you brought up something that I found was very interesting where you're like, if you would put out the video of someone trying to be serious, like if one of those celebrities would have taken the Imagine video and put it out and been like, look at your friend. Mm-hmm. What a dick.
Yeah. Look at our friend. Yeah, exactly. It's like you found they just did this. Like, yeah. Did you just sing Imagine to yourself? And you put that out. You go, what a dildo.
Yeah.
But like, if
well, we watched the Josh Adam Myers video, and he's like, he's silly in it.
He's being silly, so that's the idea, though. We kind of like, when everyone who thinks they're on board with this is going, oh, I'll do like a silly
thing. Yeah, because the whole point was really to make fun of...
To expose them isn't really going to like do anything.
Yeah, because we're making fun of the Gal Gadot video. That's what we're making fun of.
I watched Justin's too, and Justin's is like funny on purpose.
Yeah, so Justin's like
gonna,
on the toilet.
It's not going to be like, we're not catching him doing something silly.
Yeah, so it is one of those things where...
It's a big thing with a prank. If you tell somebody, like, hey, we're all doing this dumb thing, will you do it? And then you go, here's his dumb thing, you go... That person, I think, has a strong argument to be like, I thought we were all doing the dumb thing. Like, what? Yeah. It was just to get me to do the dumb thing? Okay.
Yeah.
It's like I didn't show my dick. I didn't show my dick to my mom or something. You know, it's not like you fucking did something crazy.
I'll tell you who's not going to get a video in. We have bets that Lewis won't do it, and Shane, we should tell Shane to do it, but he's driving.
I mean, you sent our first verse at least.
Yeah, we'll be in the, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think Artie's right. I think the video should be longer than a minute.
Than the what?
The video shouldn't be longer than a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because it's like, that's funny to watch for a minute.
Sure. I'm telling you, that Justin doing the, mommy just didn't die. It should connect to IGTV to watch the whole thing.
Yes. When suddenly
it will be a minute changes. On Instagram, and then it becomes the IGTV.
You get the whole song.
I mean, Justin's doing the breakdown part, which is...
Which we didn't even think we were going to do, because I watched the music video, and I was like, oh, this is...
Christine, could you go to that song, Down With The Sickness, and get to the ranty part, album version put?
Where he is...
Something, 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 and the mommy just die!
Yeah, and the way he filmed it is hilarious. Shane keeps trying to call me.
We can't.
I know, we got to make this.
We can't. We have to make radio. We'd love to.
Yeah.
Unless you want to answer and put him on the mic and tell him that we usurped his idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
He tried to make us all bullies, and we're not bullies. You've reached 3-1. Just give me the address.
Dude, you're on the bonfire, Shane, on speakerphone.
Dude, can we discuss our evil plan?
Oh, we've been talking about it, and I think we're going to...
Here's the thing. Here's the problem with the evil plan, Shane, and I love your plan. I do.
Pussies are bailing on it.
Here's the only reason why. The stuff we've watched so far, the problem is we told everybody we're doing like a jokey thing, so they're doing it jokey. I'm all on board. Justin's is done to be funny, though. His whole thing's funny. I'm all for trying to trick somebody into doing something that's not public and making it public. That's funny. The problem with this is like you're just showing like the person's response to like, ah, you asshole, is just a simple like, yeah, I thought we were all doing like a stupid thing. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It just doesn't hit like as hard.
I wish.
I'm right about this. I'm telling you, I get that. What I'm thinking, we were all picturing when you said it initially was like, we're almost like we had a hidden video of Justin singing into a hairbrush in his room or Lewis or vice versa. But it's not what it's going to be. It's going to be people being like stupid and silly on purpose. So it doesn't.
I hear you. But that Justin video with zero context, just posting that.
Crying about his mommy?
Yeah.
That's as funny as it gets.
Crying about his mommy?
It's chaos, dude. That's one of the craziest videos I've ever seen.
Yeah, but here's the thing. But anyone who knows the song, like, gets the... I don't know. I do get that. Him on the toilet. But if we just fuck him over while he's on the toilet, he might get mad at that.
Well, yeah. I mean, whoever's video gets released is probably going to be slightly perturbed.
Yeah, but I think now I think we're actually going to try to get someone to edit it so we all do a little piece of it.
All right, well, I'm out.
You're out?
Yes.
Why?
What, do you think I was born yesterday?
Oh, that's hilarious.
God, you're such a bully.
By the way, I say we're not tricking you so much that I'm like, it's fine, you don't have to do it. I get you being worried about that because you're always... in attack mode, you also have to be always in defense mode.
Yeah, dude,
I just saw some iguanas on the side of the road.
You are like the Incredible Hulk, where it's like, Shane, how do you know you're getting bullied? You're like, because I'm always bullying myself.
I'm always
bullying. Look, I'm bummed out because that Justin video, I just watched it. I was so happy.
Yeah, but here's the thing is if we do Justin and Lewis and Josh, then it's like now we're just kind of releasing all these videos that... It's like, if we did the Justin a completely out of context video, and we're like, our friend snapped. That is very funny. It's very funny. But then we blow everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but is the video... I don't know if the video is going to be worth... Is funnier than... If the compilation of all of us is going to be funnier than Justin sitting on a toilet screaming.
I think that part's going to be funny no matter what, because it is Justin screaming the mommy just die shit.
All right. All right.
But I get what you're saying. No, dude. You're alone.
I'm Road Warrior right now.
Dude, you are. You're Mad Max. You're Mad Chain.
I can't trust anybody, especially you two.
Whoa. Is this what happens? You fucking go rogue and you fucking turn on us?
I can't trust anybody. You know what he's doing, Dan?
Single soul, here's what he's doing. Two boneheads like you.
Dan had an idea. And then Shane came in and tried to usurp that idea.
Yeah.
And then when Dan came around to be like, oh, no, we're actually going to go with the original idea, Shane's like, well, I'm not your friend anymore.
Yeah. You turn on me twice. You try to get my video released.
As soon as he put his up, I was like, I'm trying to get your... that immediately.
You are a fucking, you're a bloodthirsty general. You're a bloodthirsty general.
He's like, we need to put videos in the Dropbox just so everybody knows we're doing the videos.
He's immediately, you're going to immediately bag on Dan's? Yeah.
Dude, Shane is, if we were a Central American government, I would be the leader that's like, no, the people need to have water and food. And Shane would be like, I am your loyal military general. And then the second I got anything done, Shane would be like, cut his head off. I am the leader.
I got to get into my full role as a post-apocalyptic warlord.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Southern Empire. Well, that doesn't sound great.
Yeah, I think Shane, you will govern by fear.
I will, yeah, dude. And then one day I will be hung in the town square, but...
Oh, Shane's a total...
Fuck people's shit up.
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be the diesel king of South Carolina.
Yeah, except we don't have any guns, dude. My group's gonna get fucking murdered quick.
Yeah, you guys are gonna be murked out within the first week.
Yeah, we're gonna be screaming and crying in our beach house.
Help! Help! They're fucking in the back door! They're coming in the back door!
I don't have any clean spa towels.
I cannot believe you guys are backstabbing me.
We're not backstabbing you. We're saying your idea got played out and it doesn't work.
All right.
Dan turned hard on your idea.
Now Jay's trying to turn us against each other.
No. Shane's already turned on you.
What a Mexican standoff.
All right, I'm just saying. Stealing an idea from Chrissy Mayer. I'm coming out here with the original content.
We're not stealing shit. Lewis said she was doing kung fu fighting at the same time we said we were doing Disturbed.
Lewis, we should be making fun of, was about to jump hard on her idea with her.
Yeah, Lewis is really the only video we should release.
She asked me to do it, and I said, that's a gay idea. And then you guys suggested it, and I was like, all right, I'll do it with that.
Yeah, that's not what Lewis did. Maybe let's see how good Lewis is, and we'll still just put his out by himself.
I mean, Lewis is going to be incredible. I wish Justin to tell Justin to do it serious.
You just want to bully him into doing it serious?
Yeah, so you can bully him again. Move him left so he goes. You
know. I feel bad. I know Justin will be a sad one. I think Justin would be sad if we got him.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? In
he
the
would.
Quarantine?
He would for sure.
Yeah, we might kill somebody.
Well, Shane, we love you.
All right. I love you guys. I mean, you guys broke my heart today, but...
Hey. I love you. Hey, Dan broke your heart.
I didn't do shit. Jay was the one that switched the idea.
I just shed some light on some situations. I didn't say change everything.
Jay was shedding light, a.k.a. making me turn against you, Shane.
Jay, I love you so much. Dan, we got to talk when I get back to the city.
Oh, that's a while from now, maybe.
Oh, no.
We're going to have a chat. Oh, no. That type of behavior is junk.
It should be face-to-face, I agree.
Oh, no. Jay's the one that turned everything. Jay turned all this stuff, but...
Shane, I love you. I'll see you in South Carolina.
I love you so much, Jay. I'll talk to you later, bro.
I'll see you down in North Carolina, buddy.
Sick, dude. Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Goodbye, Dan. Yeah, I mean, Lewis might inevitably end up right.
What?
Where he's like, you guys won't get this done.
Shut up.
Yeah, Lewis. Say
that. Lynn's connecting me with editor Corey right now to see if we
editor
can make it
Corey
work.
Will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He said it sounds like fun.
It is.
Text DeRosa because he just took contact with Harrington.
to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, if Harrington's going to do it.
Yeah, if Harrington's going
to. Doesn't matter. Just no one at home is giving a shit about this part.
No one gives
They
a
did
shit.
Like you trying to process Shane doing a fucking turn on you.
Shane did turn on me twice.
Yeah. Like a child snapping at his papa.
Oh, no. My sweet baby boy, Shane.
At his papa.
My sweet baby, Shane.
My baby boy, Shane. It's going to be funny, whatever, is when it comes out. Wow, what a dilemma. What a whole ordeal.
What a
whole... I'm spent.
I'm tired. I'm legitimately exhausted.
I am spent right now.
What's funny about the quarantine is hearing birds. Because you're like, shut up, birds. Like, they're rubbing it into us.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think? It goes, we're fine. We're good.
We're good. We're out here. We're flying around.
Go, birds.
Normal life for
us. Do you think after this, I said this earlier today, this is all done, because there's no point in even scurrying or foraging for this in the world right this moment.
Yeah.
Maybe you can. Maybe you can. I'm sure there's a way you can get it, but what the value is. But would you now, for the rest of your life, after this, have like 10 to 20 good, like, masks?
Yeah.
Breathing masks? I don't think I'll ever live without those again. I haven't used one yet going outside. I don't have any. And
I'm upset I left all of mine at my house.
You have masks?
Yeah, I had breathing masks.
Shut up.
Yeah, like the paper ones, like, go over your face.
Doctor ones.
Yeah.
Not the real, like, firm, not the good ones.
No, not the good
just
ones.
Just doctor over your masks.
Doctor of what?
Yeah, those are good to have. I mean, I feel like you could essentially make those with fucking paper towels.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not worried about, I'm talking about, like, a good, with the little filter thing on it, masks.
Ooh.
You know, ones that might cost, like, $10 a mask or so.
I'll do that. I'll throw $100 towards that. I have 10 masks.
Just have them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you wouldn't fucking be wigged out at all going outside.
I thought about that when I played Last of Us. I was like, with the spores.
Who knew what we were getting into?
Yeah, who knew Last of Us was actually predicting the future?
A survival guide.
How did we know that that would actually end up... Well, let's get back to my truth, the rape of two Corys, because we started talking about that, and then we got all twisted and turned. But the point being is, out of everything we've talked about the fell dog making on this show, that was... the most I've came to being on his side.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, when you watched it, you were like, you felt like, yeah, this is fucking rough information he has to give, and he's giving it. I just argue his timelines, man. His timelines were just weird. Just what he's done, like everything that's happened before he's really laid this out. Why did it have to be this very difficult to get one time, like, you could watch it documentary? Like, the whole thing it was set up for was even stupid. Like, dude, put this out in the world.
Yeah.
Like, free YouTube video for everyone.
Yeah, but I think also he...
Well, listen, what he did was he made money off of it.
You think he made money?
How did he not make money? How do you think he didn't make money?
I think he probably went even on it.
Why would you think that?
I would imagine it would be something where...
What did it cost? The guy's the filmmaker, you've never heard of him before. He said he's his friend, right? The guy documents it. The documentary is all takes place in his fucking house with his friends.
Or an interview at an Orange Julius outside.
But it's his friends, though.
Yeah. So you're thinking it was like below $10,000.
If you say someone, if he spent fucking $2,000 on getting it edited together, there's nothing to it. There wasn't, they say they'll study something for a while or constantly go back and knock on the doors of these people, or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Score these big time interviews. They didn't have any of that. It's just his friends. That's the problem, is it? Now, if we want to get into the problems of the documentary, it's completely one dimensional in the sense that it's like the next interview with someone going like, yeah, I heard about that. Charlie and Corey heard about that too.
I know.
Like, what do you think? It's pretty screwed up, dude. It's pretty bad.
So we had a documentary called, like, you make a documentary called Dan is Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's mean. Why are you doing that?
I'll go, are we now? Talk to Christine, one of his producers of the Bonfire Radio shows. Dan's kind of stupid, right? She's like, oh, come on. Dan's not. I mean, you know, I guess he can be. You heard it here first, everyone.
He's stupid. Jacob goes, he's been stupid about things.
Guys, I mean, I've done stupid things in his life, but who has he let he throw the first stone?
Situationally, I agree with that. It was very one note.
It's not even one note.
It was just Corey and all his friends and everybody that knew him. But it's like he did include the stuff from the mom in there, which, you know, the mom definitely doesn't want it out.
Yeah. And I get her not wanting it out.
The Wolfpack member blew my mind.
What?
When the lady that used to be in the Wolfpack, the reformed wolf.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like same thing.
When they're interviewing her, and they're like, "What do you want to do?" And she's like, "They wanted me to do mean stuff."
Oh yeah, like going to, you know, like,
she's
tweet.
Like, "They told me they wanted to do mean."
Yeah, but it's like the wolf pack that's after us. It goes, "They're not after you. They're not really doing anything at all."
But it isn't when they were going through the friend group. You know, it'd be like if somebody 10 years from now came and asked all of our friends the same thing, and we all were like, "Oh yeah, we heard that. We heard that rumor that was going on then." Like, this isn't new, and there does seem to be a trend of, like...
Look, did I hear that Dana touched some young boys? Did I hear about it? Sure.
Corey's been trying to...
I never saw nothing like that.
It does seem like he's been trying to report this and trying to talk about it for a while, and it, you know, might be something with the Me Too stuff coming up, where it's like, people are just actually listening. The statute of limitations, all that. Like, he has gone to the cops.
His
he has tried to get the word out.
There's some opportunistic thing still in what he did. That's what's...
Well, that's all he knows.
That's
too.
What the Feldman stamp is on this thing. But I believe him.
You're saying the negative stamp that he leaves on this is like, what are you trying to get out of this?
I don't even, just like, why did it have to be this like premiere event at a fucking one theater in LA and then the pay per view all over the world? It's just like, the whole thing was just like, dude, this is exactly, here's what it is. If they go, hey everyone, like, I know something you can do at home to genuinely 99% protect yourself from coronavirus. Like, what is it? He goes, what's it worth for me to tell you? It's like, no, just tell me, fuckface. Like,
yeah, what do
you
mean?
You're gonna make me pay to save my life, like, for sure? Like, if it's something I can do at home. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what's the information worth?
What are you gonna give me?
And by the way, you can do that. And a lot of people would do that.
Yeah.
That's the big argument always when I said, I've heard Dave Smith and Rob Mayo, our two friends, argue over this on one thing being like two or, and again, these are like the polar opposite like arguments about, you know, Dave Smith's libertarian. So he's very, the roads should all be privatized. Like, if you didn't have government handle the roads infrastructure, like, people would handle it. And, you know, it'd be like Dan Soder Highway.
Pretty cool.
You have the highway that goes from this town to this town, right?
Pretty badass.
Rob Mayo goes, well, how long before somebody goes, but if you want to ride this road, I have to fuck your wife. And Dave Smith's like, I mean, really, dude? And I get it. I get Dave Smith being like, dude, that's like extreme, but like, somebody, but here's like, if it's, you could do that. You could do that.
If you're like, yeah, if you want this, give me your shoes.
Well, it's my thing. You don't have to use my road. Don't use my road.
Yeah, but if you use my road, give me your shoes.
Or you can go like, you could use my road, but it's $100 to use my road.
That's what tollways are.
Do you know what I mean? Right, for sure. But I'm saying, but tollways aren't $100.
They kind of dealt with that.
For my hour-long road, you need, it's $100.
They kind of dealt with that in Boardwalk Empire, where they were like, they had the road, and they were like trying to control it before the government got involved. And like, yeah, it's my road between Atlantic City and New York. Like, I have one of the roads.
Oh, actually, like ownership.
It's like controlled by the family. Yeah, I think it was season 3 or 4 with Bobby Cannavale. Did I say that name right?
I didn't like Boardwalk Empire.
I didn't watch it. That is,
I don't like
just
any shows
that
take place in a time where guys fought with the backs of their fists facing you.
Come on, Jay.
Come on, slugger.
You better put it right there. I didn't like that men
put a
fought,
beating on you.
Men fought in suits.
Yeah.
That's weird
as
shit.
Yeah, rolled up sleeves, never taking off their vests.
Yeah. Shane texted me that he loves me. So there you go. For those of you that were worried.
What a suck up.
And my girlfriend found out that she was around someone that tested positive.
For real?
Yeah.
But she's been quarantined for 15 days already, right?
Yeah.
Since then?
Yeah. Well, I've been coming and going.
Yes.
And I'm here.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Hey.
We're not live, but I almost just said thanks a lot and then said her name.
Yeah. Well, trust me, that dam's gonna break. That name will be revealed.
Yeah.
Sooner than later on the bonfire.
The guesses are afoot.
They already got it.
In the room, huh?
They've already gotten it. They got it on Reddit.
No, I know. What? I actually got a great someone making a guess, and they go, dude, huge fan. Direct message. Fan.
Yeah.
Dude. Huge fan, love you guys. Because it's just like, it's just driving me crazy. Like, I mean, I won't say nothing. Like, mum's the word, but it's this person. You're just like, Jesus. Like, Alex's like, but you'll give it. Like, I, you know, we don't know each other. But,
Hey, dude, we've never met. I won't tell.
Well, I do love.
That's a funny thing to do.
You'll give up your friend's personal information.
That's a funny thing to do, as someone you don't know. Where you go into the trusting thing, where you go, dude, I know I've never met. You can tell me.
Yeah, I've never expected a stranger to just have blind trust in me as I wouldn't in any stranger.
No, no, no. Tell me that thing that your friend, you know, feels like it holds a little bit of privacy in his life, and eventually, sure, as the situation becomes relevant, he will. But
fuck all that shit.
Just tell me.
Is that not cool?
Fuck all that shit.
Is it so-and-so?
Give me the LD, dude. What's the low diggy?
Well, she, like, once we reveal who it is, she'll be on the show. She's not like other girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. No, that's great. Yeah.
She's not like other girls.
No, she's actually funny and tells great stories.
Yeah, she actually does tell great stories.
That's your first clue. She's not like other girlfriends.
Yeah.
Is the answer because she's a man?
Yeah. All right, guys. My boyfriend is Shane Gillis.
We've been having you guessed it.
Hot, sweaty, hammy sex. Like two sandwiches without bread being thrown into each other.
Oh, two weeping hams?
Oh, yeah, dude. Two Walmart ham sandwiches.
Oh, Dan, by the way, brought over PB&J's today. Can't believe he hasn't slid a couple of chip oles in there to see if I'm right.
I'll do it. Oh, by the way, I still got one to go.
I know, and you have to.
I will.
It's going to... Buddy, you're going to like look at me with one of those like... Come on, where have I been all these years?
Thursday's episode, you will hear my reaction to PB&J. Or maybe we do the next episode's Tuesday. Who knows?
Who knows?
Listen, quarantine
at some point,
tapes,
you're going to know how good potato chips on peanut butter and jelly is.
Yeah, it'll definitely be by either this week at some point on the episodes, you'll know.
Christine, your thoughts?
I really wish I told Dan to bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
With his fucking Corona hands, you nuts?
Shut up, dude. I don't have Corona hands.
Traveling in that Corona Uber.
My
talking to that
said.
Corona driver with his Corona knife.
Dude, you don't. My Corona knife is. That's safe.
His girlfriend was in deep makeouts, we've just heard, with people who have Corona.
Deep. Blowjob to makeout. Back to blowjob to butt lick.
She's an ass to mouth with everyone she's ever worked with.
Everyone she's ever talked to.
And those people all have it.
And so have I. So where does that
when she
us?
Said that, she said just has it and is fine, but like had it?
No, she went. I was at a conference and one of the people tested positive.
That doesn't mean it's.
She wrote, shit, someone at the conference I went to tested positive.
I think we've all been in contact with somebody
conference?
Who has it by now.
Two, 3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
It's New York's just two. We're two on top of each other. I mean, there's some people in this country that have legitimately just not seen that many people. I've been on the train since this happened. So have you, Dan.
Oh,
yeah.
My Lord.
So it's like we've just, I'm Jesus. Pretty sure we've come in contact with it. Hopefully it's come and left our systems already.
No, it wouldn't have been. That's the whole thing. It wouldn't have been come and gone yet.
It could have been come and gone already. It's 15 days.
I thought it was 14 days.
Is it 14?
Oh, she has no idea.
Well.
She has no idea. Are you talking her off a ledge?
Yeah.
She's like, look, I'll keep you if you turn into a zombie.
Shane calling it Coronies really takes the edge off of it.
Coronies?
Coronies.
I put a picture up of me at the Comedy Store with Annie Letterman, Josh Adam Myers, and Tony Hinchcliffe. And I wrote, hard to believe all these people were infected and died. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Joke. Sure, of course.
Originally, I put kidding, but how fucked up of a post would that be? And then I was like, oh, I'm a bitch. I shouldn't put kidding. It's clearly a joke. So I take it off, and now people are like, you'd feel really bad if that happened.
Of course.
Yeah, so I wrote, can't believe I have to say this, but I'm joking. They're all fine.
Played the odds.
For now.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm like, that's a risky social media joke.
Yeah, people are fucking dumb. This really
dude,
shows
post-apocalypse Dan is fucking
zero
F's. Goes at it, man. He's
zero F's.
Zero F's. What are you gonna cancel?
Posting Coronies jokes on the Insta.
What are you gonna get? Great Dan's like, first of all, I hate gays. Yeah, that's first and foremost.
Let me just sing this from the mountaintops. Disabled people, you bum me out.
Jews, don't love them.
Yeah. Protestants, you should be burned in hell.
Oh, Protestants are bad.
Whoa. All right, Christine.
Why are those your people?
It's just the wasps. The wasps are the scariest people to me. The rich or the white emotionless people.
No,
it's white Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, white Anglo-Saxon right Protestants. Words. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
Yeah, that's what WASP is. White Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
I know what it stands for. You said they're white something
I didn't
else.
Say rich. I said not rich. I said just white emotionless.
The joke, having this joke still stirring around this Tumblr is so frustrating because I walked away from it. You didn't get my thing. I didn't get your thing. You just call it quits. You're still defending. He goes, yeah, that's what they are. I go, I know you said white something else, and then I made a joke like I was correcting you. To,
this
that's
is just...
not what the word stands for. And then you were like, no, I know. It's what. And
this is funny to watch quarantine.
Move on.
Quarantine's
anyway, Dan, epic. What, your friends are dead, you were saying?
Yeah. It's just people are so fucking on edge right now and so nervous that people are like reacting to things.
It's so funny because that feeling, you're like, don't, I can't go outside. You're telling me I can't go outside? And then it's like, dude, you want to go outside? Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to go outside? Every time I do, I get scared. But I think I want to go outside, and then when I go outside, I'm scared.
Scared.
I know our friends took a bike ride, they said, and I was like, it would be nice just to like.
Yeah, people are out there in fucking nature living in cabins. Shane is the king of the Carolinas.
They have bikes. I certainly jump on a goddamn city bike right now.
Yeah.
I am naked. Up
just corona farts all in the seat.
Dude, what if you could only transmit it through farting? I'll tell you this. I get it. The city's down a notch. I'm cutting in. Well, what if they found out the fatal version were only from farting?
Oh, that's tough. Yeah, SBDs, man.
Yeah, because you'd be like, someone farting here?
Someone just, and smiles. Then if you someone just smiles on a train. What happened?
Oh, no.
Oh, what's that smell? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
We've all got it.
Oh, God. It's the corona farts.
The corona farts strike back.
Don't you understand? If they release it through their butts, they die. Back to the Fell Dog documentary. We're slipping. We're swerving.
We're good. Dude, dog, we're good.
Dude, we're good. Yeah, it was a documentary where I was surprised at how much I was on Fell Dog's side. But you're right, looking at it through the lens of like, oh yeah, it was all his friends. He made it.
Yeah. It's just his friends. There's no counter. Look, there's no interview with Charlie Sheen where somebody goes like, it's absolutely not true. You know what I mean? There's no one even taking a shot saying like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, why would they say that? I don't know why that's being said. Like, I don't agree with that. Because other documentaries do that. They show some counterpoint.
Yeah, like, oh, here is the argument being made against this. It would have been nuts if you could have got a Charlie Sheen interview.
It's not a documentary. It's like his story. It's like a nonfiction fucking.
It's like a video you get when someone tries to sell you a timeshare.
It doesn't document anything. Just by that alone. It's just not documenting something.
But it is. It's like a documentary where someone's like, where they show you like, come to lovely Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah.
It's just like a video of that where it's like, The waves are so great.
He's got a lot of footage now, like in the beginning of just girls going, oh my God, they're like the epitome of cool.
Yeah.
And it just shows them like walking.
Oh my God. And they're walking in.
But also you can see very much. Yeah. I think Christine said this to me and we kind of looked at each other almost when we were watching the documentary with the thing. And Sal watched it with us also.
Yeah.
Was we kind of had like a turn into each other and said like, oh, like, you know, it's like very early in that young footage of them documentary, the young footage of them in the documentary.
Yeah.
Is showing the exact thing of why Fell Dog does. Something in this is also a little like still envy in him of Corey Haim. When you see when they're younger, dude, it is. I mean, you know, he's dressed like a girl in the 80s, Corey Feldman. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like big belts, everything. Like Corey Haim was just much more like fluidly
cool.
And I mean, he's like, you know, he's a product also. Do you know what I mean? The clothes,
but if it makes sense.
Like he was like cool. Like Fell Dog was like going. He tried to do that Michael Jackson thing, and it's like everyone kind of saw that, right? Even as it's happening, you're like, you're dressed like Michael Jackson. Like you're famous too. That's weird.
Yeah,
you're biting a thing.
Yeah,
like Corey Haim was just like 80s cool guy shit. You know
what I mean? You could see some of it in the documentary when Corey Feldman was like
teenagers and shit. But
what I'm saying, when they're teenagers though, and Feldman, he's like, my sister's like, how do you not know this guy? He's in all the magazines next to you, and I'm like, I didn't even notice it. It's like, yes, you did.
Yeah.
You absolutely noticed that
because if you Christmas.
He's got my name. We're both Jewish. We're both actors. That scene from The Tale of Two Corys.
Fantastic.
Which, by the way, it was basically in the documentary where he goes, I'm Jewish. You're Jewish. We both like it. What was crazy is, did you see the last kid they show in the documentary that got molested? What was his name?
The Disney kid, right?
The Disney kid. What was his name?
Oh, yeah. Fucking Rivera or something.
Yeah. Did you see his audition tape?
No.
In the documentary, he goes,
I mean, I must have if they
show. He goes, hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm number 222.
Really?
Dude, swear to God.
That's hilarious. That's why he likes him.
I was watching last night. I was like,
Garcia or something like that?
I was like, oh my God, it's a sign. It's a sign.
What's his name? It's like Ricky Garcia or something, I think.
Yes.
Maybe Ricky Garcia.
Yes. that guy. He's like, my name is Ricky Garcia. My audition number is 222.
Wasn't like his manager. My manager used to kiss my butthole.
He's like, you take showers with me. You touch me.
Yeah, Murray's like, he's like, and then I would just get in his big bed and like cuddle into his chest, and that's like just the thing.
Dude, that's
do.
Crazy. As
that
shit.
Is though, but that, in all seriousness, that is the that's grooming.
Yeah,
that's by definition grooming. That's what.
Yeah, he got his parents to let him stay at his house.
Sleep his house, and then he would just be like, when he's there, he's like, "What, dude? What are you talking about? Like, get some popcorn, let's cuddle up in bed and watch a movie." And he's like, "Yeah, we just do. We just did it." Do you think some of the? Do you think these guys have an eye for a kid who might be gay? Or are they? Are you making a gay person because they don't know anything?
I mean, I don't want to call that gay.
I'm not saying that's like possible to do or not.
Well, from how the documentary.
By the way, I'm not saying before you got to disclaim everything and discount. Like, I'm not saying people aren't born gay and whatever. I'm not arguing that at all. I'm saying, but also conditioning. If you raise a baby, and from the time they start having sexual feelings, like keep presenting them, like, well, no, this is the thing you're supposed to do when you do that and put a guy's butt in front of them or a dick in front of them. Like, they will just probably. Go with that.
Well, that's what Corey, they said with Corey Haim. Even throughout the documentary, they were like, I don't think he was gay, even though all these stories were like, I would get along with Corey Haim. He would start taking off his pants and he'd be like, what's crazy is Corey, I think it's in A Tale of Two Corys when Corey Feldman tells the story of Corey Haim, the first time they hung out and played beach at the football at the beach with their dads. They like went and swam, and then Corey
and our dad did some gay stuff with each other,
like father and like son. But he was like, "Oh, are we gonna fuck?" You know, and he's like, "No, I'm not into guys." He's like, "Yeah, neither am I. It's the boys' club. It's like what boys do."
Yeah.
You're like, "Oh yeah, Haim was conditioned."
Yeah, and there seems to
right.
Be...
That's my point. Almost my thing. I may have said this before, but what I found the problem may have been with getting this thing exposed very hard is. To while a lot of people in this documentary are kind of presenting it like, and then he just fucking took him behind between his two trailers and Charlie Sheen fucked Corey Haim.
Well, Crisco my butt.
With Crisco in his ass and people were walking around. Anybody could have seen, whatever. He goes through all that. And then like, we're just getting inundated. Oh, my mom, we're dead. Oh, geez. I'm going to take a call from my mom and see what's up. She's probably just worried about me being worried.
Do you think she knows that?
Huh?
Do you think she knows? She's like, you're worried.
Oh, I'm texting her. I go, hey, if I have to like really have a trouble breathing, it's like, should I come to you?
She's like, no, you're going to kill us, you weirdo.
Voicemail.
Yeah, I got caught with the, did you call your grandma recently? And I haven't talked to her since Sunday. So I was like, should I be calling her? She'd call me.
Your grandmother?
Yeah.
I didn't call my grandma. My grandma doesn't answer the phone when I call because she doesn't really know what's going on with her phone.
Did you try to call her?
Huh?
Did you try to call
her? I tried to call her before. Yeah, like 2 weeks ago I tried to call her and it's like she doesn't understand how her phone works or anything. She doesn't understand how volume on the TV works, mm-hmm. channel changing. Like she lives in, talk about someone who's going to get through a quarantine. She lives in a room, basically, a very small room with the volume on one volume and the television on. TV land showing Golden Girls and sitcoms all day all night,
which is great.
She doesn't change it at all and just like just sits around, hangs out.
Those are the, if you turn that off, then it's just like that'd be weird as shit. She's like, those are the people talking.
She got a Galaga machine, so she wrecks that.
That's pretty awesome.
In her room she just kills Galaga.
She has an old Neo Geo. You got her World Heroes too. We got her a couple things.
So anyway, the point is, as all these people were going like, it's Charlie Sheen did this terrible thing to him, you get the impression, I did at least, I should say, that the story was spreading around to a lot of people, like coming up from a snort line, you know, a Corey Haim coming up from a line going, you guys ever see Major League? Totally bone that guy, played Wild
Thing. Oh, you think that, that you were saying in the documentary, that's how kind of the story comes off, that he told it, that he's like, You guys ever watch Apocalypse? No, not, what is it? A Platoon?
Yeah, exactly. Platoon? Yeah. He goes,
I had him.
Yeah. You guys ever see Cadence? It's just their name. We're like, what? Again, love Charlie Sheen and Cadence.
Too bad.
Love Charlie Sheen and Cadence.
Too bad more victims of sex crimes can't do that. Just try to turn it where they like brag about it. Where they you see the gym teacher? I sucked his dick.
Yeah.
You're 11. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why'd he pop in my mouth?
See the ice cream man?
Yeah.
Let's just say I haven't paid for ice cream in about a year.
You go, what?
Why? He goes,
cocky sexual abuse.
He goes, why? You go, oh, 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 oh.
See this butt? Let's just say it brings all the teachers to the yard.
And they loves it.
And they can't.
He goes, what are you failing? Enough. What are you failing? I can probably get you up to a C.
He goes, let me see if it's suck off Thursday. Behind the school.
Is it suck off Thursday?
It is. It's a documentary that every piece of evidence that's presented, you're like, man, this sucks. Man, this sucks. Corey Haim really was chewed up by the system. Corey Feldman, watch him get chewed up by the system. And now he's trying to help his friend out because his friend died. You know, in a sense, I mean, in a very real way, he died of a drug addiction that was caused by all this abuse, that was caused by all this, like, you know, and I think that's why in the documentary you take Feldman's side of being like, oh, yeah, of course Corey Haim's mom doesn't want him to put this out.
Right.
It'll make her look like a terrible mother. It'll make her look like she just let her kid get fucked by the star of.
Does anyone think that Judy Haim was a great mother? Like, does she think that the world has this perception of her right now?
Yeah, I think
she there's some sort of these Hollywood moms, especially at that time. I think just with the protection that kids have and the laws nowadays, it's gotten better. Mm. With Macaulay Culkin, even with like, you know, you don't just get to spend your kids' money that they're making in Hollywood anymore. You can take, I think, 10% as a manager.
Yo, man, 70s and 80s, that shit was probably the Wild West with parents just having their kids without child labor laws.
Crazy that you could just spend your kids' money.
You just be like, dude, I don't do shit. What does my kid do? About $100K an episode of Full House. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm Cameron's father. I'm Kurt Cameron. I'm Kurt Cameron's dad. I'm DJ's dad.
By the way, or they go the other way. Like, Willie Ames, Kurt Cameron went like hardcore
Christian.
Religious.
Yeah. And that's
like hardcore preach it into your fucking face religious.
And you know, DJ from Full House is his sister.
Yeah. So
I believe she's super religious too.
Yeah. I think that family's just religious. I don't know if that's a result of the business or if that was a thing where they're like, hey, we're religious and we're in this, so we're good. We're protected by that.
Right.
Because you wonder if families that are super religious, when they come into Hollywood and Hollywood's like, I want to fuck your kid and give you a lot of money, and you go, Jesus already fucks him. And they go, ooh, it's a tough one to break.
Oof.
In the butt?
That one bit.
And he goes, in the hands.
Like that one bit.
In the hands and in the mouth.
But long story short, I believe that stuff happened to Corey Haim for sure. I mean, he was so fucking whacked out by the end, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, they show that scene. I really have not watched, I guess, every episode of the two Coreys over the year. I thought I kind of watched that show when it was out, but I guess I didn't stay with it much, or just didn't understand really what was going on, or what the
accusations didn't know the context.
But when they were sitting at that table in that one scene, you know what I mean?
In the diner?
He's like, go ahead, baby, bring it up. Bring it all fucking up. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's like, don't make me say the thing. You want me to bring it all up? And he's like, bring it up, dude. Bring it all up.
And he's like, I don't know if that's gay. I just keep thinking of Marty Weiss because they keep talking about Marty Weiss.
By the way, you know Marty Weiss, the guy who played him,
yeah,
is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows somebody says stuff happened to him.
That's crazy. I know him from Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
But he does. Yeah, he dishes his dough.
If I couldn't imagine me going to my mom and being like, hey, you know that guy Alfie who owns that kid bar?
Yeah.
He says if we're super cool, we could stay over. And my mom being like, you get over there.
Yeah.
Like, that was then Corey Feldman said his mom was like, hey, great news. You got invited to the thing. If you're super cool when you're there, they'll let you sleep over. Like, she would promote that to him, he was saying.
But to argue for their side, you wonder if the parents were like, yeah, it's just like a cool sleepover place for a bunch of kids. Like, kids get to hang out there. That's fun.
I don't know, man.
But he said his mom presented him a thing. It's like, you better be awesome enough to be able to stay there.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
what if Isabella came to, you know, even now at 17, but at 14, she came to you and was like,
Dan used to ask me when she was 11, Dan asked me if she could sleep over his house all the time. I'd say yeah.
Can I get her and her cool friends to stay over?
Just for the week? Just for the weekend?
Just weekend, dude. Saturday, have them back Sunday night.
Watch some flicks. It's nothing crazy.
Dude, we're going to do each other's nails. It's going to be nuts.
Like, I would almost be like, if Isabella was like, oh yeah, my friend's dad set up a like soda bar in the garage so all the kids can hang out there. Even that, as a parent, you'd be like, excuse me?
Drink,
like,
stink, what suck, now? Fuck.
Like, why do you want to be the parent that has all the kids, like, hanging out?
There was a guy.
Drinks, pinks.
There was a guy that lived on my friend Johnny's neighborhood. He lived on my friend Johnny's block, and you could go to his door and ring the doorbell, and he'd give you candy.
What?
Dude, I swear to God.
Wait, who was this?
This old man that lived on the street of my friend Johnny's.
Which he definitely had his... You don't remember or something? He definitely, his dick was hanging out of his pants at least. At very least, he was showing you guys his fucking pig.
You know what's funny about that is, now that I'm looking back to it, I'm like, am I blocking a memory of like me just getting
Incredibly, he showed you hog for sure.
Incredibly butt fucked.
If you got candy from him in your hand,
multiple times,
you either had a cum soaked candy or his dick was hanging out and you didn't look down. And he got excited knowing that you were looking at his dick.
I don't know.
Like, how do I know that for a fact? I was Mr. Henry.
Oh my God, you take a mask off this whole time?
Old man Carruthers.
I would have gotten away with it too if you and that pesky stupid black kid you were friends with wouldn't have came by my house.
I had a couple older neighbors that like would let me watch TV at their house. Yeah, like, it's weird when you think back. Yeah. Because our block was very like, we rode our bikes up and down the block.
Yeah, they were beating off to you behind. While you were watching TV, they were standing behind the couch asking you questions.
They go, so school's going good. It's going so good.
I remember one woman would let me come watch TV at her house, and her husband was like, you have to stop letting. Like, I remember overhearing them fight, like, why are you letting this kid into our house? Like,
God, yeah, parents. He's right. You know what's so funny is when you think about when adults are right, but you hate them when you're a kid. When I was 12 and I used to ask people to buy us cigarettes, when they'd be coming into Circle K and go, hey, mister, can you buy me a pack of cigarettes? And if they're like, no, I'd be like, fuck you. Yeah. Like, immediately, yeah, yeah. I'd be like, you're a shitty dude. And now I look back, I'm like, yeah, you like, say
what kind
no.
Of piece of shit says yes. I've never said yes if a kid asked me to buy him like cigarettes or I'm like no.
I go. I always go. How
I
are
ask
you?
Them what they're gonna do for me. Yeah. I go. Your paper money means nothing to me.
I ask him if I can watch him use it. Can I watch you use it?
Can I watch you guys drink?
He goes, what?
I'll get it. Can I come to the party?
Dude, it's so funny.
Excuse me, sir.
If a guy swerves into
it, I get it. Can I come? Got a cool car?
I want to party.
I want to party with you guys.
I want to party.
It's just that like everyone's pretty much like 16, 17. He goes, yeah, that's what I'm counting on.
Oh, hell yeah. Firm.
You guys telling me, I tell on you.
I shave my head. I look younger.
Which one of these girls is the whores? All right, keep them away from me. Where's the untouched meat?
He goes, who are the girls that wear baggy sweaters that don't know big tits are awesome? Yeah, I think about that old man and I'm like, man, how did other parents not shut that down?
Yeah.
Because I remember telling my mom, I was like, yeah, there's this guy on Johnny's block. You just go ring the doorbell and get candy. And she goes, don't do that. That's where my mom
said
it. She
did tell you, she gave you the don't do it.
Yeah, my mom goes, don't
do
that.
She did it once.
I did it again after she told me not to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
There was free candy behind that door.
Dude, you love that guy's dick.
Dude, I'm telling you, first off, he's a generous lover.
Dude, you were all about that guy's
dick. He didn't finish till I finished.
You're so about that guy's dick, dude.
It's crazy to think that, like, as a kid, though, I was like, oh, no, my mom's fucking mean. My mom's mean. She won't let me do this.
She's just like, being like that.
This is just what guys do.
And I'm like, oh man, you were so right.
Now you're like, why didn't we have him arrested?
Yeah, I am so sorry, Mom.
Took you a while. Christine, dude, in my relationship time with Christine, she said so many like, oh yeah, I guess that is pretty fucked. Like she said the thing earlier. It's like hooking up a 26-year-old when you're 16.
Yeah.
And being like, no, but I wanted to go over there and do that. It's like, yeah, but he, what? Like,
well, I came out at like 18. I felt so damaged already and it was so weird to have only like been sexually active for 2 years and just be like I'm a fucking washed up whore and to feel that way about yourself at 18 years old and to kind of like have that mindset and take that and I took that mindset like with me into my drinking for a decade and into look you it's pretty damaged to get in a relationship with a married guy. It just is. Like, that has commitment issues written all over it.
For sure.
There's a lot of girls that wouldn't do that. It's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy of this is what I deserve.
Sure.
Mine and Jay's relationship is kind of an exception to the rule, but just being the type of person that dives into that in the first place, there's a lot that goes with it. And what happened when... Really, when Isabella turned 15, it was this big slap in the face to me of just how young she was, just how innocent she was. And it was like this bleeding heart compassion onto my younger self as I got older. And just this like forgiveness, this compassion, stop thinking like I was a piece of shit. I was a whore. I was a this. I'm like, I was a really fucked up kid that like wanted to feel and didn't have any direction and made a lot of mistakes. And it's nice to get that perspective about yourself and not just fucking think that you're shit for the rest of your life.
I was a teenage werewolf.
What?
You were here first.
How? So many questions. Number one, how did it happen? How are you infected?
Bite.
Of course. As always.
Of course.
So it wasn't a family lineage. You're not Teen Wolf.
Nope.
Did you murder any of your schoolmates?
No. Yes.
Okay. Where did you wake up?
No, but I mean, it takes you getting older, though, to kind of even look back and see, like, the
I was so smart, and I thought I knew everything.
Let me finish saying, you think now, just now, seeing a 16-year-old, exactly, like, you now think that that person was a monster.
Yeah.
Doing that.
Yeah. Yes. It really, it's like you look at, especially 26.
That's
like,
crazy.
You know, I had boyfriend, you know, even the 15 and 20 boyfriend, and the 21 is also a different world because you become of age, you can drink, you're sure. exposed to different things. But I'm like, a 26 year old man like picked me up from my dad's house to like go have sex with me.
That's crazy. Because I was 24 and my girlfriend was
like 16,
20.
Just walks out of the house looking house. 16.
Yes. No matter how you dice it, 16 is 16.
It just
even
is.
Bad Baby, where we were like, how old is she? And then you're like, oh yeah, she's clearly.
Listen, we had the thing with Ralph the other day when he was saying he was reaching out to somebody, and then they were like, I'm 15.
Yeah.
I told you that. And he was like, oh, and then, you know, cut it off after he said something weird.
Yeah.
But then he cut it off, and didn't reach out again. But there's still, no, there is a thing, same thing, a Bad Baby. You'd go, okay, yeah, dude, she doesn't look like that. I get it. But now you do know, and just put that in perspective. Forget what she looks like. Mm-hmm. And go look at one other 16-year-old. Just yeah. find a few more and go, it's like, doesn't matter. Like, her brain is still that.
Yeah.
You're doing that to that.
Man, that's got to be a very hard thing to be a woman, a girl, who grows up fast and has, like, big titties and an ass. And you're, like, 15. And adult men are, like, what's up? Adult men trying to fuck you?
Your friend's fathers all of a sudden. And I didn't go through it. Like,
Christine fucked all her friends.
I didn't have, like, a hot body. I didn't all of a sudden have tits and an ass and, like, attention from grown men. So there was a thing, too, where it's, like, I was also sexually curious. A lot of guys my age, where it was, like, all of a sudden these men were giving me this attention that I wasn't getting from, like, high school boys.
Yep.
And it was just a bizarre feeling. But I didn't go through that, like, all of a sudden, my best friend had an F cup when she was 14.
Yeah.
She had a reduction by the time she was 16. It was. But I mean, there's a picture of her. I remember in pictures of myself too, where I remember always being like, that's such a hot picture of you. That's such a hot picture of you. And then now seeing it through the eyes of a 34-year-old, you're like, why is that kid taking such slutty pictures?
Dude, that is really funny. And I forget even slutty pictures. Yeah. Just like think about like getting boned up and excited, fantasizing, looking at like a picture of a girl you were in high school with. You thought, or 8th grade.
Yeah.
9th grade. And look at that picture where it's like, oh man, she's like the dream girl. Or just going through like the school picture, whatever it is. You're just going like, so-and-so's so hot. I don't think I ever jerked off to like straight up pictures of people, but I'm just saying, maybe I did. I'm just saying, I don't remember. I'm just more remembering looking at it with like the eyes of like, God, she's so sexy. She's just so great.
If only for a night.
Yeah, and then you're just like, as you look up, you're like, oh, I was looking at a picture of a child. So it's appropriate when you're then.
Yeah. Dude, Chris Laker.
If you go, I guess you were gonna go. It's like, dude, look how smoking hot my 8th grade girlfriend was. You go, I can't look at that and think the word smoking. Dude, like,
I didn't go to 8th
grade
with you.
I get it. She's a pretty young lady.
I was not in 8th grade with you, dude. Chill out.
She's a pretty young lady there.
She was so hot.
Yeah, if I go, it's like, oh, dude, you have any dirties of her?
Yeah, you go, no, dude. Chris Laker has, I think, to this day, the perfect joke about that, where he's like, you don't understand how small of a window it is for it to be acceptable to jerk off to a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's really Chris Laker.
It's
like, it's really from when you're like 11 to 13 and you waste that time just jerking off to women, which you can jerk off to the rest of your life. He's like, that's a dude, it's such a funny bit. It's an old bit, but really funny. Just that small window as a kid that you take advantage of because you're like, whatever, I want to think about Mrs. Greenstreet, my teacher.
Well, then we watched a couple episodes of Big Mouth last night, and that's what they do great in the show. They have the hormone monster that comes out of the kids. And it's funny because the hormone monster comes out of one of the boys and starts like talking sex shit about a girl. But the drawing of the girl, it's like a little girl with braces.
Yeah.
But the character is going like, oh, don't you just want to shove your tongue down her mouth?
Yeah. Dude, it is. That's why I think it would be really hard if you're like a teenage girl and you fucking had double D's and like an ass and like all these guys are like.
It's probably super rough.
Honestly, though.
Cruising through school. People give you rides.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Old men give you candy.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the old men give me candy. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to sign me up for that twice.
Well, but learning your, and it is interesting because it's got to be scary. I had another friend who had double D's and started her period at 11.
Yeah.
So we're in sixth grade and this girl is rocking like.
Get those red wings young, Dan.
So McDaniel told me that Jimmy G was like.
Fucked an 11-year-old?
Full grown since he was like 17.
Really?
Like, he looked like that at like 16, 17 years old. And you're like, that guy.
So he probably fucking got a teacher.
Yeah. Oh my God. If Jimmy G didn't take down a teacher, I don't believe that the earth revolves around the sun.
I can't wait for you to turn on Jimmy G when he's gone.
Shut up.
when he's gone. He's a guy, you know that. You'll turn on him when he's gone.
Oh, man, if he plays for an NFC West team, good night. NFC East team, I'll be like, whatever, hot, dumb idiot.
You big, dumb hottie.
You dumb, hottie. But now, that's my boy. You better fucking...
It's also girls, it's a dangerous thing, too, because that's something that's not taught. It's like, it's really fun when you learn that your sexuality can... You know, get
I bet it's like
to
a
do things for
yeah.
you.
I bet it's like a superpower.
You're like, oh, and so it's like some of the stuff you don't even think about. You don't think about it as like abusive. You're just like, oh no. You're like, they'll literally do whatever I want if I just fuck them.
Well, as a man, that's what gets frustrating when you see a woman that doesn't develop beyond that one trick. It's like playing Street Fighter 2 and all they do is just crouch and kick, and you're like, that's like hot girls with their sexuality, where they just crouch and kick, and they're like,
I hate this.
Come near me. Come near me. You're like, no, play the game. Have like a full, you know?
There's a whole thing you can do. There's but
stop doing the electric with Blanca. Stop doing it. It's like, it is. It's like, I think hot people, that's where they start to suck, is they learn that move that they're like, oh, my sexuality bends things towards me. And then they're like, well, then I won't develop at all.
There's always the first girl who comes. Maybe this isn't a California thing, but I bet Dan and me for sure, in towns the way we grew up, there was a thing. You remember, I mean, I talked about it the other day on the show. Samantha Montavani was the girl. That was the first girl that I just recall showed up with big titties, and not like on like a heavy set girl big titty, not like just like frumpy big titties. Like, this is like a hot chick with big titties and wearing like, you know, a shirt where you see her belly button and all that stuff. And you were like, get the fuck out of here.
Man.
The other reality is, though, I just grew up in a time. And again, whatever it is, late 80s, 90s, they didn't dress like rock sluts when they were really young in the 80s. Like, you know, like the hair metal kind of glam sluts. And then by the time the 90s came, if you remember, really, it was mostly like, it wasn't very sexy. It was sexy in a different way. It was like hip hop sexy. So it was like high-waisted baggy pants,
yeah,
and stuff like, you know, a lot of puffy kind of shit
for sure.
So that was sort of the thing. So we just didn't have, and then that one girl just showed up in a, you know, exactly, I said, out of like a rat video. She was wearing like, I forget, like a Blizzard of Oz, you know, a half top or something. I'm making it up, but some kind of crazy shit like that.
I remember like freshman year of high school showing up and seeing girls in like cleavage shirts and like shorts where you're like, jean shorts, where you're like, oh my god, like, oh yeah. My god.
California's like,
Janessa had a pair. Janessa had a pair on her.
Good for her.
Yeah, she had a big old rack.
I remember this girl Lauren in seventh grade, got, she was my age, and she got big boobs, like big boobs. And I remember just being like, just completely paralyzed by it. I was like, whatever you need, whatever you need.
Yeah, Janessa rocked, if she rocked like a, what do you call that, like a V-neck shirt or something like that, or, you know, just like a shirt that comes down past cleavage a little bit. That long line, as a kid, you don't need much more than that. You
know? That's all. Dude, Vanilla Dance.
You're like, man, he goes,
line.
That is her boobs touching together.
You become electric.
Like, they're mushing.
Dude, I remember hugging a girl with boobs for the first time. That's not like...
Family.
And you're like...
Hug your mom or your aunt.
And though. You know, and you're like, her nips have been jostled by my
dude,
body.
I remember hugging a girl...
Because no matter what, on your best hug, her nips are definitely just... Something's happening to them.
Shout out Lauren Sims for having a big pair and then hugging me. And I remember them squishing against me. And I was like, yeah, man, God. Yeah. I'm going to come.
Fucking love it.
I'm going to come. Now, obviously, on the opposite end of that spectrum, where it's very dark and sad, is the rape of two Corys, which is where Corey Haim... That's what I'm saying is all, everything.
That's what happens when you're too sexy. Charlie Sheen fucks you.
No, but I'm talking about that's a thing where that's what dewired or you know, zapped Haim was. And I think is what Feldman was trying to bring light to was the fact that Corey Haim got raped at such a young age by Charlie Sheen. That was like, hey, allegedly raped by Charlie Sheen, that he was like, oh, that's what we do. That's how things kind of bend for me. That's why whenever he was alone with people, he was like, do you want to fuck? Do you want me to suck your dick? Because he's like,
I'll suck your dick, you suck my dick. I don't know, dude. Fuck stuff.
Is the timeline that Charlie Sheen was like the first? Because I thought it was that he'd gone through sexual abuse.
He was. You know, I don't know the timeline either, because he must have played different ages at different times. Because Corey Haim was so little in Lucas that wasn't like before like License to Drive and.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It was before it. That's what I'm saying. So it's like that's what I'm saying. What was the first thing? Because he made it seem like those two became friends before Lucas, or he just tell him. When they met after Lucas, did he tell him this is happening?
I think they met after Lucas.
And then he said, oh, by the way, this happened to me. So that's the other problem with the documentary. What can really get done? Because it's all
hearsay.
So Lucas was 1986.
Yeah, and then Lost Boys was 87.
Yeah, so it does look like Lucas was
his
one of the first things. Because it seems like sexual abuse turned him into a sex addict, but it's hard to know, like, was he gay? Was he straight? Was that something he was born with or something where, like, sexual, you know, abuse and variety, like, just kind of molded him into that type of sexuality?
Look at my dick, dude. Sure. It's, like, rock hard right now.
I don't know. I'm somebody that's considered to be... I consider myself to be bisexual, and I don't know where that came from. I don't know if it was... I know that I was very curious
about... Something you made up in your head?
I know I was very curious about women younger. I know it was something that was... something that I was into at a time when I knew... I thought it was wrong.
He's in a movie with young Lori Loughlin, C. Thomas Howell, Kelly Preston, D. Wallace. Dude, this movie
What's
is
it called?
Stacked with Fred Ward.
What
it's called,
is it called?
It's called Secret Admirer from 1985.
I think I heard of that.
Dude, it is chock full of power plays.
Yeah, he had a bunch of like small stuff before that, little like TV parts and shit.
But did you guys, didn't you? Because you say like, I believe him, but I mean, I feel like we all were under...
Lucas was 86, yeah.
I feel like we all thought that like, yeah, these guys were obviously abused before the documentary. Like,
I'm saying I believe the documentary on what he's saying, these guys did stuff to Corey Haim. No, I did always believe in this stuff. I said stuff happened to these guys for sure. They're fucked up. Yeah. I always said... It was just like if he would have came on and said like he could have made an accusation and I would have been like, what? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. But like I had a feeling whatever he said, whoever he said did it was going to be pretty guilty.
Well, what about all the new conspiracy theory list saying that a lot of those people are going to go down, that Harvey Weinstein got 23 years instead of 55 years?
What's the source on that?
It's fucking internet fodder. That's why I'm trying to find a real source, because that's a new thing, is that he, you know... Now coronavirus is a conspiracy down, to cover up the pedophilia of Hollywood and the people they're naming.
Ellen DeGeneres likes
everyone's
kids.
Going on. Did you ever see Just One of the Girls?
No, I saw Just One of the Guys.
Absolutely, we all saw Just One of the Guys. Did you know that there's a movie out there called Just One of the Girls?
Where a guy acts like a girl?
Oh, you mean Corey Haim acts like a girl with Nicole Eggert?
Shut the fuck up.
Is that what Lady... I'm like,
she's still
like Lady Bogus.
Dude.
Lady
Bogus? Fucked him. Damn near killed him. What? Is that not how that joke goes?
Did he suggest in real life, Corey Haim? Am I making this up, that Corey Feldman suggested in real life that they both bang Nicole Eggert?
Didn't he kind of allude to it in something?
I thought something we saw he alluded to that. I'll tell you what. I'll fucking smell his hand today for that. I'll lick it. I'll lick the corona right off.
Just watch that sex scene.
Young Nicole Eggert fucking beef.
If we had to kiss Corey's ring for him to come on the bonfire.
What, to actually kiss it? Like he puts his ring out and we kiss it? Yeah, I'd kiss it.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for your response.
Take a picture. I'll make that my profile picture.
Yeah, because I was like, dude.
Kissing Corey Feldman's ring.
Honestly, I think the next evolution in the Corey Feldman bonfire saga is to get him on the show and to have a real conversation.
I would love for you guys to sit and talk with him. There just has to be one thing of like, kind of go like, yeah, dude, like you're really easy to make fun of and we love you and it's a theme. And
he's going
to
end up liking us, because at first when he sits down, we're going to be the people we are. And as soon as right away, we're going to go, first of all, before we get into all this, and you may walk out of here still not liking us and still, let us just do this. Dude, come
big
on,
fan.
Man. Goonies.
Big fan.
Lost Boys. I watched Lost Boys eight times one day.
License
dude.
To Drive.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
You guys
Blown
might be
Away was, one of my, was my first TV show, TV movie beat ever, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Is that true, man?
You've got a track
I mean, I really list. Feel like, honestly.
You got a track list of ass that I can only bow to. And
so when the video.
Your life you're living right now, your wife's mega hot. Somehow you got these girls doing fucking yoga at your house while you eat pizza. I don't know. You got something going.
One of the feelings I had after Black Lou met Feld Dog in the hallway, mm-hmm. and he was like, "Oh, I might have to rough him up a little bit. They won't love me when they sue me." He was like, "Oh man, don't be that. Don't be that, because
that's what he is.
We deserve that, though. Yeah. We deserve.
Hold on.
What he's good. It's fine.
Hold on." But that's exactly what my second feeling was. Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, of course we bagged on him so much." Now it was like, oh, well, I never want to meet him. Maybe we stop talking about him. I was just kind of bummed out by it. Now, after watching his documentary, watching the whole thing, and taking his side and understanding what he's through, it's like, now I want to get to the point where we can have a conversation with him where we'd be like, Corey, the music, what are you doing?
Buddy, yes. And I like,
it's like
I
love performing.
I
like
fine. Listen, great. I would
could just
that
be that
Corey
simple.
Haim,
I love performing.
Corey Haim. Corey Feldman is handling the thing with us. Better than John Fugelsang did.
Yes, he is.
I'd rather that. He gets in the hallway and he goes, guys need a good smack. And I'm going to sue him. And all, I'm like, yeah, that's, I like that better. Like, say that shit more.
Hey.
But when he said, though, I said, we both had that reaction. I was like, it's like, it's like, I'm telling you, if you met us, like, some element of you would understand that it's like, hey, dude, we're fans at the end of the day. But like,
we don't dislike you.
Come on,
we
dude.
We like you.
It's like, say, it's like, you know.
Wink. Wink at the camera.
It's like, I would say this if it was like, you know, Justin or DeRose or something. You'd go, just say you're doing Michael Jackson's dancing, though. Like, stop saying that you guys figured this all out together.
Yeah,
I promise you, Michael Jackson, there's nothing in record where he goes, I actually couldn't think of a good dance for Man in the Mirror, and then I called my friend Corey, and he
Corey Feldman, and he understood. Yeah, I understand what you're saying is, which is, wink at the camera. Tell us you're in on it.
Wink a little bit.
Wink at the camera. Let us know you're there.
You can finally see the world through your eyes, man. And it's a beautiful place.
Speaking of letting us know you're there, go to youtube.com/thebonfire. Subscribe to the videos. We're doing the quarantine tapes as long as the quarantine lasts, whether we're together or apart. We love you guys. At Big J Okerson on social media, at Dan Soder, at The Bonfire SXM. More quarantine tapes to come. Stay safe.
Peace.
Bye. Crackle, crackle.